We've got Rob Ninkovich on the line right now. We'll spend a couple minutes with him, just retired of the New England Patriots. Rob, congratulations on a great career. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, thanks. I'm doing great.
So this has been nice because you've gotten a lot of attention right now after retiring, and you put together a remarkable career when you didn't know you were going to have one. But what happens next when the attention is off you? Are you ready for all of that?
Well, it'll be making lunches for my kids and enjoying the downtime with my family and friends. I think I need to take a little time to just enjoy that for a little bit. I've earned that. So, and then, you know, once I'm done with that, I'm going to move forward in the next career phase. I have some options, so really just trying to keep all those options open and, you know, continue to build relationships with people that I already have and new people that I'm going to meet moving forward. I'm pretty excited about that. And then definitely, you know, still have the opportunity to coach or do something in football, you know, because I love the game so much.
Rob, have you spoken to any former teammates or other friends who have played and hung up their cleats to get a perspective of what it's going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be an adjustment. It won't be easy, that's for sure. It's not going to be something that's just, oh, it's over with, you know, snap my fingers and I'm completely over it. I'm sure I'll be 40 years old watching the game and still think I can get to the quarterback. But, you know, I just had to be real with myself and understand that this game doesn't last forever. I've had a great run with some unbelievable teammates, and, you know, it's just been a true blessing. So moving forward, family, friends, relationships, football, like, it'll all be there.
A lot easier to walk away with a championship than not, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I've played this game. I love this game, but I know the other side of that, and it's the, you know, your knees and your back and all the things that, you know, when you're squatting and trying to get ready to go, those things start to bug you over time. So for me, it was taking care of my body, understanding that at some point I wouldn't be able to do the things that I did when I was 22, 23, 24, 25. So now at 33, I can you know, have some. I still got some left in the tank. I can still run and sprint and do all the things I had to do in football, but now I can save some for my kids and my future.
What about the stressful mental aspect of the game? How much did that weigh into your decision?
Wow. Well, I feel like I'm 270 pounds, but I feel like I'm 170 because, you know, every year I have to, you know, get my mind right to where I'm competing against not only myself to improve, but the new competition that comes in, the constant critique of, you know, this guy's getting older. Is he good enough? Can he do it? You know, people in the media critiquing, just all the things that come with football, which is a part of it, and I love it. But at the same time, when you're always the guy that's, you know, not big enough, not this fastest, all this stuff, it takes its toll. So for me, all that stuff's gone with, you know, and I can look forward to, you know, just helping people now. Now I can use the knowledge that I have of football and help guys get to, you know, achieve their goals and their dreams.
Gio and Jones with Rob Ninkovich on CBS Sports Radio. What's the thing you're going to miss most about Bill Belichick?
Well, you know, I think the daily interactions that we have, you know, it really is fun going into each week and getting a game plan and working on the game plan. And you can really see that each week come together and we win, and the season, the way it progresses. I'll just miss those times with Coach. And, you know, sometimes the relationship, you know, he'll come up to me and we have a really good relationship, real honest relationship. He'll tell me if I'm not doing something the right way. And, you know, I know I can go up to him and talk to him about anything. So, you know, having a relationship like that with a coach is awesome.
Rob, you mentioned in your retirement speech that you and Devin McCourty would sit in the back of the room and make fun of Coach. Share some of the things you'd say.
Hey, I'm not saying I made fun of him. I said we would laugh at it. We would laugh at certain things.
Okay.
I just got to clarify that one.
hey, you're off the hook now, right?
Yeah, we wouldn't laugh at him. We would laugh, you know, with something he said or, you know, because Coach, he doesn't express himself as much as he does to us. He's funny, like he's a comedian, basically. The things that he says is wit. It's fun, and I'll miss that too. I'll miss sitting back there with Dev. I've been next to him for 8 years, and we had a blast.
You got a TV job yet?
Right now I'm making my rounds at ESPN. I'm just, you know, doing some shows right now. I feel like media is not something that I can close the door on because I've, you know, built relationships, and I think I can, you know, do something in the media area of, you know, just making the right decision for my family. Do I want to stay local in Boston and do, you know, Boston media stuff, or would I travel a little bit more? So I think right now it's just taking some time, you know, keeping those relationships and taking some time with the family, and then I'll figure that out at a later date.
Well, don't lose our number because Brian's moving to Puerto Plata to open a baseball academy, and I'm looking for a new co-host. So,
hey, keep me in mind. I got some wit. I can be funny. I can do whatever you need.
So all right, perfect.
Damn! You're going to give my job away like that, man.
It's not up to me.
Man, you got a baseball clinic. You got
a hit. Yeah, get out.
I get it.
I'm a former linebacker, not just as good as you, though.
Hey, Rob, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. Congratulations. Enjoy your retirement.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Rob Ninkovich.